Let's take control of the airwaves toll-free at 855-453. It's the Sickle CAI toll-free line as we launch here into the second hour of the program. Still to come, the details on what's going on in Turkey. You may have seen the photos, but do you really know anything else? I know I don't.
Some riots and people getting shot with what is purported to be Agent Orange.
Yikes. So we'll try to learn more about that here in a little bit. We'll take your calls as well about whatever you want to discuss, plus the meter maids that you'd be happy to see if they were on your streets.
Yes.
855-453 is the toll-free number. Rod is on the line to start things out this hour in Canada, listening via the TuneIn app. Hey, Rod.
Hi, guys. Thank you for taking my call. Yesterday, Stephanie and Mark were talking about how college was a bad deal because you got into a lot of debt wasn't worth that much.
I want to test something real quick. Can you back up off your phone like half an inch?
Oh, sure. How about now?
Yeah, it's not that much better. I don't know. Maybe it's something on the network side. Go ahead with your thoughts. College.
How about now?
Yeah, just go ahead. We'll deal with it.
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, yeah. So they were saying that college was a bad deal, and there was a caller that said that he was just going to skip the payment of his student loans. He wasn't going to pay back. Mark and Stephanie mentioned that that was somehow a violation of that was fraud because you weren't doing what you promised you were going to do, which is, in a way, very correct.
I don't think I said that it was fraud.
I'm paraphrasing.
Okay. Just so long as
certainly sounds like a contract violation. Yes.
That was my question, though. If you have all those clauses inside the contract that say that there is consequences for you skipping the payment, then those clauses are part of the contract, and you can choose to take on those possibilities. You understand what I mean?
No. I mean, you're just saying it's part of the contract, so if you don't pay, then you'll pay
some
sort of penalty,
right? Part
of
the mafia contract that if you don't pay them the amount of money plus interest in the designated period of time, they break your kneecaps.
And that might be, it's unlikely it's written down, but if you understand that that's part of the contract.
Right, exactly. So both parties agree to a set of conditions. Terms. The government agrees that, you know, if this person doesn't pay back, all they're going to do is ruin their credit history, mm-hmm. and he won't be able to get a mortgage. But ultimately, he is not doing anything that is outside of the contract.
I see what you're saying, that he's still within the contract because there are terms that have to do with those circumstances.
I think it's
exactly.
an interesting way to look at it.
Exactly.
The biggest problem I have with these government loans is that the government isn't taking a position that's fair. My goodness, what's happening there?
I don't know what idea this is.
It's not a position of equality. So if they're loaning the money, you would think that they had the money. However, in a lot of cases, these are securitized loans from banks and that kind of thing. And the money is actually being created out of thin air simply by your signature on the line. So it's not like
right.
the bank is taking its money and loaning it to you. The bank is taking money that it has been created out of the Federal Reserve that creates by simply using your signature
sure.
as collateral.
I mean, the loan thing is kind of a scam in the first place, but
sure.
you're agreeing to certain terms of paying it back. So if you didn't like it, then you shouldn't have gone with the deal in the first place.
Exactly.
I think it falls under the definition of what in Pennsylvania is called theft by deception. Whereas if I said, Ian, can I borrow your car, and I'll bring it back later today, and then I don't bring your car back, and then you call me, Daryl, where are you? And I just, I'm not coming back. I have stolen your car, but I didn't break into your house to get your keys.
I don't think that's the case at all.
It
ties into this college loan thing somehow?
That's exactly, because if I take out a loan, let's just say, Ian, that you are a student loan bank, and I come to you and say, Ian, I want to go to college, and I want you to loan me the money for $200,000. And I'm just guessing that's what a college education costs. I know it's really expensive.
It's like $30,000 to $50,000 for a lot of people. But either way, so
well, a lot of times that's per year. So over 4 years, somewhere, you know.
We read something the other night that it was like $30,000 in one state for 4 years. But anyway, okay. I don't know. It just depends.
Anyway, yeah, I want to go to a good school. Yeah. So $200,000 yeah. will put me through school, sign on the dotted line, blah, blah, blah. And then, oh, yeah, you know what? I'm never paying you back. It's akin to me borrowing your car and then never returning
but
your
I
car.
But I see what Rod is arguing here. In the case of you borrowing the car, there wouldn't have been terms about what happens if you don't bring it back. In this case, Rod's saying that there are terms in the contract that say, if you violate this, then we're going to do X, Y, and Z.
I still see it as basically theft by deception.
No, because the terms are in the contract. It's all you have. Both parties have agreed to those terms, and if the terms are inside the contract, then it is not theft by deception. What you are talking about, the theft by deception, is doing something that is outside the contract.
Mm-hmm.
When somebody agrees to pay back, and then they do something that was not agreed upon, or
well,
that
whether
was not
it's
even
legally
discussed.
Theft or not is. You know, it's obviously legally not theft, but morally, it is still theft.
So let me ask you this. If I use your system, how do I create, that you're purporting here, and I don't think I agree with it, how do I create a contract that has criteria for people who fail to pay, because clearly that's going to happen, and doesn't have them violating the contract? Would I have to say something to the effect of, this contract is for a loan of such and such, you know, $200,000, and if it's not paid back, this contract is violated, and you will then have to pay me, you know, a certain amount of money in reparations, and maybe I'll go
exactly.
after your credit.
Exactly. Exactly.
But
and that's
I don't know that
the
these
student...
contracts didn't say that. I mean, I don't know.
I never read one, so I have no idea.
You
I
mean a student
would,
loan contract?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, all those contracts for all loans, they all have those conditions. Mortgages have those conditions. They take your house back. And
mm-hmm. How do
I
you
mean,
take
all...
back a college education?
Well, you don't. As he's pointing out, what they do is they would then ding your credit, right? It would
exactly.
make you wouldn't get any more loans at that point. Unless it was
exactly.
a private loan.
So you're not violating anything, actually. You're just using one of the clauses of the contract and attending yourself to the consequences.
Rod, thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. He's saying it would be completely contractual, not theft in that case.
It might be allowed by the contract, but I still see it morally as theft.
Yeah, I'm with Daryl on this one. This one because, you know, if you try to put a this is the lawyer in every the sort of jailhouse lawyer fiddling with the the spirit of the contract. When I loan you $200,000 to go to Dartmouth mm-hmm. College, because that's about what it would cost over 4 years. And you say, well, you didn't say that me not paying you back wasn't a violation of the contract, so I haven't violated the contract. You know, like, after I punch you in the face, then, you know, look, man, I mean, it's a crappy thing.
Was it in the contract that you could punch him in the face?
Maybe it was, maybe it wasn't. I don't know.
Nobody reads the contracts anyway.
Right, well, that's the problem.
Where do I sign?
Right, because somebody comes along and says, you know, some jailhouse lawyer runs along and says, oh, well, what about this or what about that? The contract ends up being 50 pages thick and nobody reads it.
I think that it's bad faith. I don't know if it's theft. I mean, if it's your intention to go into this agreement to get essentially a free schooling and then bail on any payments, so your credit is then ruined at that point, which you're willing to apparently have happen so you can get the diploma.
If you pay all of your bills on time, your credit rating is bad.
That's not true.
Well, it's not as good as it could be if you, like, close accounts and things like that. He may be making some point
if
there.
You
in that
don't,
regard. But I don't want to derail this with a conversation about credit. What I want to say is that I think that there's a difference when you take a loan from somebody. If you're getting a loan from grandma to go to college, is entirely different than taking a loan, a government-backed loan from a bank.
Right, if you don't pay grandma's
the government
loan
is
back.
The one that screwed the college education system in the first place.
No, I get where
you created
from.
This bubble.
And if you don't pay grandma back, then you're a violation of her contract. More coming up here. This is Free Talk Live at 855-450-FREE.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, let me see. Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price-competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-945-9104. That's 1-800-945-9104. 1-800-945-9104. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. Utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Should you like to take control of the airwaves, you can also connect with us on Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. And with you in studio, it's Ian,
Daryl,
and Mark.
Don't forget, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Archives are there, and a very long-awaited feature has been added to the site. I know we just recently rolled out the Reddit integration, which is a big deal, and I'm really happy about that. But there's a little feature, and, you know, you might not even notice it, just by going to the front page of the website, but it is definitely there, and it has changed, I think, in a big way and in a good thing for the site. FreeTalkLive.com, you look at the seven most recent episodes there at the top of the page. You can still click the description, as you always could, just to download the MP3 directly, but should you wish to start playing that episode, you can just click Play Episode, and then it pulls up a page with the SoundCloud player built right into it. So now we actually have the SoundCloud player. You still have to click play one more time on the actual play button on that page. But you can now play the episodes of Free Talk Live from within the Free Talk Live website. You can also do SoundCloud-y sorts of things, like click the share button and then easily share that to your Facebook or Twitter.
You can actually set that up to autoplay when people click the page.
Yeah, I think autoplay is kind of annoying, so I'm not going
to... It is, but if they're clicking
the page
play
they
episode...
Yeah, that's...
I mean, you're cutting down a click for them at that point.
Yeah, I see where you're coming from. Maybe that's a possibility. But anyway, it's there now. The SoundCloud player is there on freetalklive.com. The archives go back for years, and it's all completely free.
If you're looking to get some gold and silver, or you thought about getting some gold and silver, maybe as a hedge against inflation or investment or a barter currency in case things really go south... I want you to check out gold.freetalklive.com. It can be difficult sort of weaving through the Warren maze of these gold purveyors out there. You call them up, you say, I want to get some gold. Well, I want to talk to you about numismatics, not bullion, whatever. And, it gets confusing. At gold.freetalklive.com, we've got excellent choices for you to purchase in gold and silver at great prices. Go check them out. It's gold.freetalklive.com. My favorite right now is the Valcombi Combi Bar. Valcambi Combi Bar, and it is a 50-gram bar that is scored into 1-gram pieces. So not only is it beautiful and gold and attractive, but you can use it as a barter currency if you wanted to. So I think it's kind of neat. It's gold.freetalklive.com.
I have to say I'm a bigger fan of the bag of dimes.
I like that, too, and I like it for the same reasons. It's a survival bag of 1,000 mercury dimes. It's for about $2,700 right now.
It's not that much more expensive than the gold, but it's,
I think, a lot more useful. Useful, yeah.
You can certainly use it to do bartering. I don't know. It depends on what the right
depends
thing
on
for
the
you.
Items cost. Yeah, I guess. Anyway, so you can get both of those things over at gold.freetalklive.com or silver.freetalklive.com takes you to the same place. Jeff is in Portland, the Oregon Portland. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hi. So I wanted to call and tell you about a police experience I had a couple days ago.
Okay, do that.
Your opinion on it.
Sure.
So, my friends and I were driving along. This is actually up in Washington. And my friend pulled out these masks, Guy Fawkes masks.
And while he was driving?
Yeah, while he was driving. Okay, so I'm not saying it's the safest thing to do or the smartest thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
But so we all put these masks on. And we're just kind of hanging out in the car, driving around, whatever. And we pulled up into a gas station. And before we pulled up, we took the masks off because we didn't want to alarm anybody or scare anybody or whatever else. You know,
good
so
idea.
We went in there, and I bought an ice cream sandwich and some Gatorade, I guess, or whatever. And so anyway, we're pulling out of the station, and my friend put his mask back on, the one who was driving. And nobody else had the mask on. So about three blocks later, we get pulled over by some police. And before I know it, we've got about 10 cars surrounding us. And they ordered us to put our hands on the roof of the car and to get out of the car. And they treated us like terrorists, you know. And as I'm getting out, I noticed that, like, six cops are standing there with their guns on me. You know, I'm completely
pulled,
armed.
Pulled and aimed at you?
What's that? Yes, pulled and aimed at me, at my
okay.
head. And they were calling us names that I can't say on the air. And just basically treating us like we're complete terrorists. So my friend, he got about $2,000 worth of tickets. He didn't get arrested, but... he was cited with disorderly conduct and, negligent driving. I mean, just a whole bunch of stuff. And so I'm just wondering what your opinion on that. Is that an overreach?
And they only cited him, just to clarify, they cited you guys and let y'all go? They didn't actually arrest him?
Well, they probably figured out that they didn't rob the gas station.
Well, they were saying that they always say this. I've had this happen so many times. You know, they pull you over in the middle.
Can you do me a favor? And I'm sorry, I'm just trying to do a little tech support on the air. Can you back up off your phone by like an inch? I just want to see if it solves. We're having some issues at the network, and they're saying it's your phone.
Sure.
So go ahead.
The police, when they don't have real cause to pull you over, they'll say, "Oh, there's been some robberies in the area."
Yeah, they'll say things like that. Sure.
Well, if you're driving down the street wearing a mask and you just leave a gas station, that does look kind of suspicious.
Yeah, I'm with him on that part. I think that there's sort of probable cause, because people with masks rob gas stations, to pull over somebody with a mask that pulls out of a gas station. But that's kind of where it ends for me.
Yeah.
If it's against the law to ride with a mask, you don't need to create new rules by saying disorderly conduct or careless driving or anything like that.
How long after the gas station did y'all get pulled over?
3 blocks. He said 3 blocks.
Maybe 5 minutes. It was just a couple blocks away.
So do you think, did the police officer see you coming out of the gas station, or did he just sort of see you driving down the road with a mask on?
He claimed that there were calls, that people called them.
About the gas station specifically, or just about someone driving with a mask on?
About the gas station.
And you said that the dude...
Hold on just a second. Is the claim here that people in cars called a cop on his cell phone and told him about...
dispatch.
Okay, if they were called dispatch would have called the gas station and say, hey, was there a robbery here,
maybe,
right?
They wouldn't.
That's police work, right?
I asked one of the officers, because he said, oh, yeah, there's been robberies and whatever else.
Been robberies, no doubt.
Did you talk to the people at the gas station? Did you get a report of a robbery? I mean, before you treat somebody because I think they were causing more of a disturbance than we ever were.
Absolutely.
Oh, and they're a danger on the road. I mean, people driving by want to know why 6 cops are pointing guns at a guy's head.
There's rubberneckers, that's how accidents
road hazard
happen.
Right there.
Wow. So what's your friend going to do about all these charges?
He's going to fight them.
Good.
There's nothing illegal, because, I mean, you have the right to wear a mask, even when you're driving.
Wow, that's amazing. Let us know what happens with the story, and I'm glad you're all right and they didn't shoot anybody. It could have been worse, I suppose. Thanks for the call, Jeff. Appreciate it. 855-453. You share your story about whatever you want for Tough Life.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural antiparasitic, antiviral, antifungal antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Alli-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with 3 times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to Alli-C.com, spelled Alli-C.com, or call 855-ALLISON. That's 855-255-4246. That's 855-255-4246. Protect yourself with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products at Alli-C.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
survivalists. For you, being prepared is more than just a precaution. It's a way of life. And now it's time to gear up at the Prepare to Endure Expo. Coming to the Kern County Fairgrounds in Bakersfield, California. Saturday and Sunday, June 8th and 9th. Together with the Wounded Heroes Fund and 511 Tacticals. Listen to nationally known speakers like Tim Ralston from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers and the survival mom Lisa Bedford. Take a survival class and learn skills that can save a life and last forever. Check out the latest and greatest products at the Longevity booth and shop for deeply discounted survival gear and preparedness items from over 60 vendors. Visit preparetoendure.com. Active military and kids 16 and under are free, and your ticket is good for both days. If you and your family attend one event this year, this should be it. Survival favors the prepared, and the Prepare to Endure Expo will entertain and educate everyone in your family. Saturday and Sunday, June 8th and 9th at the Kern County Fairgrounds in Bakersfield, California. PrepareToEndure.com.
Have you ever consumed protein powder supplements? I have, and all of them don't taste that good. Have artificial flavors, sweeteners, or unhealthy sugars. About a year ago, I was introduced to a new protein powder that changed my experience. This protein powder made me feel noticeably better, and it tasted more delicious than any drink I've ever had. Here's the experience of one satisfied user named Rich.
The term best of all worlds has been belabored to death. And yet I've just discovered a whey protein powder that truly deserves to be called best of all worlds. Best taste, by far. Best results, by far. You almost feel like you're cheating that something that tastes that good could be so good for you. Thank you, Stephen, and Cocoon Nutrition. One World Whey truly is the best of all worlds. The only way for me. Yours truly, Rich from Georgia. Real user, real happy.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
At 855-453. Yeah, those other talk shows claim to have open lines here and there. We do it every single night. 7 nights per week. And you can go to freetalklive.com. You can download all kinds of archives. You can listen to the live streams. You can go to the webcam and apologize. Apparently, I didn't have the webcam turned on tonight. And actually, I don't know how long it's been turned off for, but... Thanks for giving us a heads up on that. Like, we appreciate it when you give us technical feedback, because it can be hard to keep track of everything as basically a two-man operation. Thanks, Daryl, for coming in here tonight. But between Mark and myself, we basically run this this radio show.
Indeed.
And thanks to the crew over at the Genesis Communications Network for making it all possible. They definitely provide a lot. But it can be a lot to keep track of. So anybody that sends a tip to us on Facebook, hey, your cam's down. Thanks. We don't have some producer sitting here, getting paid to do any kind of checking on those sorts of things.
Who we could yell at if they did something wrong.
Yeah.
Darn you, Daryl! What am I paying you for?
Yeah, you can yell at me, I guess, because I'm the one controlling the cam tonight. Although it might have been broken from last night, in which case it would have been you or Stephanie.
Okay.
Yeah. So anyway, go to freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features on the site there. Still to come here this evening, the meter maids that would put a smile on anyone's face. With the exception of some grumpy people who are trying to put a stop to them, we'll explain what's going on and why they're friendly meter maids here in a moment. But first, we go to Josh listening in Fresno to some mystery radio station. Josh, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how are you tonight?
Hey, what's on your mind?
I was listening to your thing about the guy talking about not paying back the student loan, based on contractual stuff. He wanted to take the consequences and just deal with it that way. The government, as dumb as they are, they're not that dumb. They just pass that on to the IRS, and they garnish it just like taxes. So you cannot.
Oh, really?
So student loans and taxes to the federal government, you cannot bankrupt out of. They will follow you into the debt.
You can't bankrupt out of them, but can the government, the IRS can garnish your wages for students?
Yes, they can. They can.
Wow.
What I've recommended on this one is that you just start making whatever you can as far as minimum payments to keep this out of you know, that situation.
They have payment programs, you know, based on what you can pay, or based on, say, you know, when you first get out of school, you can't pay a lot, and so it's graduated as you get further older and higher, supposedly up into your career, you make more money, then you end up paying more. So there's different options, but yeah, just trying to shy away from that. Man, I'd rather have a mafia out of you than the IRS.
Interesting. That's a detail I was not aware of. Thanks for sharing that, Josh. Anything else on your mind tonight?
No, just a beautiful hot day here in California, and just trying to pay the overtime.
Enjoy it, Josh. Thanks for the call, right, man. Appreciate hearing from you. Yeah, that station, 8:40 a.m. in the Fresno area. When somebody called in from it the first time, I went, of course, you know, if I don't know about an affiliate, I want to find out about, you know, who they are, when they put us on. I'd like to get an agreement from them. But in this case, is a station that was off the air for a time and I guess is back on, or somebody's back on that frequency, and apparently Free Talk Live's on.
Does it have call letters?
Calls.
Did you look at a radio locator?
It does have call letters, but they don't have any sort of way of being reached. They're one of those AM stations that you just can't contact them. I mean, it's just, I don't understand.
I've worked for them.
I just don't understand the mindset being, you know, it being 2013. I didn't understand the mindset in 2003, but I certainly don't understand it today, why a radio station wouldn't have a website with a phone number on it. Some stations have a website. Some of them don't put a phone number on it. And some of them don't have a site.
An email address.
Yeah.
some of them don't have websites at all.
Right. And some of them don't have a site. And this is
In the world of Facebook, where you can go create at least a station website at
a page.
Facebook.
You could go put a page up on Facebook, and you could buy a URL and forward it to the Facebook page if you wanted to.
And that's getting kind of fancy. I think you could probably send radio locator
$12. You can.
No, but Mark's right. You could just put up a Facebook page and let Google search find your page for you, and then, you know, that would be enough to at least. Anyway, that's, you know, I hope the station becomes more reachable, because I'd love to reach them, but they're just one of those. So 855 453.
No idea what the wattage is on it?
I don't recall, Mark. Okay. But if you want to help us get on more radio stations, and you can actually call your local talk stations and talk to the people at the business office, and you talk to the program director and ask them real nicely, or her real nicely, to add Free Talk Live to their station if they don't already take the show. We are available 7 nights a week, and we appreciate anybody who takes the time to pick up a phone or send an email to their local stations, because when you say something positive, say something constructive to a station, that, I think, really counts. It's typical to get complaints about programming. If you're a program director or general manager at a talk radio station and somebody calls in, if some listener's calling the station, there's a good chance they're going to be griping at you for something the morning show host said, or something, you know, at Rush Limbaugh said, or whatever. And it's nice to have somebody call and say something positive about a show they would like to hear, which should be Free Talk Live. So thanks for doing that. You can go to local.freetalklive.com to learn more. It used to be a local fact, but I rearranged the URLs. So local.freetalklive.com. Ben is with us in Illinois listening to LRN.FM. Hey, Ben.
Hey, how's it going? I heard the guy call from Florida talking about doing public officials that had done things to people that, you know, use force against different people.
And he was calling from Texas, but either way, go ahead.
Or Texas, sir. Okay. And before I say anything like this, I'm going to say, you know, I'm not a lawyer. I've never done any of this in court, and don't take this as legal advice, et cetera. I want to come to New Hampshire and try this out, so if I do go to jail, that, you know, I don't end up in some horrible prison. Anyway, my point is,
I've heard Valley Street's really bad in New Hampshire, so some jails are better than others up here. But go ahead.
Yeah, wherever it is. But I think what he was talking about was a really good idea. And another thing is, you might think that what I'm talking about is sovereign citizen. That's not a real thing, and I don't agree with anybody that talks about that either. But you can, according to this one site, 1215.org, you can do certain things that will make you the sovereign of the court. And so if you read the Constitution, you can...
Give me an example of how you become the sovereign of the court.
Did you say it was 1215.org?
Is it a motion? That's what he said. Yes. Yeah. Is it a motion that you file? Is it something that you blurt out in court?
You just stand and declare, I am the sovereign of this court.
Or do you
Edward Burke, you are my subject.
You don't cross the bar. I mean, what's the prescription here?
Well, that's one of the things. You don't cross the bar, and this is all theory. I've never done it, but you don't cross the bar. You don't admit to being a person or a citizen, and you want to be a people, and
a people.
If you do that.
That's not grammatically correct, but okay.
Singular though. It's,
how about a human? I'm a human. No, okay, so all right, so I'm going to quiz you here. So I'm going to presume you've done your research. So you're in court. It's arraignment time, and do you even show up to court?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, you show up to court. Some people say you're not supposed to show up to court.
Yeah, some people say if you show up, then you are granting them jurisdiction.
Well, his is the theory that if you cross the bar, you're then granting
jurisdiction. I don't know what that means.
That's
part of it. That's part of it. If you cross the bar, that's a way of saying that you are representing a person or a legal fiction, and then
in Key District Court they don't actually have a bar because it's just in this open room. But in some courts they actually do have this.
It's an imaginary bar.
So you're in the courtroom. They call Ben so and so. What do you do?
Right. Well, what do I do?
Yeah.
I would say I am. A human being known as Ben from the clan, my last name, which you don't actually refer to the term last name because that's another part of being a citizen or being a legal fiction. But
all right, so I'm going to play the judge here, and we're going to do a little bit of role-playing, if you can stand by, because I have a feeling I know what...
I'm the prosecutor.
I'm just going to guess that I know what the judge might say. Now, I could be totally wrong, and I like that Ben's saying he's going to come to New Hampshire and try this.
Yes.
Because if you're in the Keene area, I'm going to come down with a video camera, and I'm going to record it, and I hope that it goes well for you. I really do. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live, 855-453. It's Free Talk Live.
If you don't feel as good as you'd like, or if you're looking to get a jump start on a new, healthier you, Youngevity has your answer. The Healthy Start Pack is antioxidant-rich and beyond compare because you get all 90 essential nutrients and 115 fruits and vegetables. To order your Healthy Start Pack today, call 607-739-5595. Again, that number is 607-739-5595. Once you start taking a Healthy Start Pack, you will see and feel why our motto is 90 for life.
I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words, disaster, stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost, and protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy biofilms. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control toll-free, 855-453. The SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features waiting for you there. Now, if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can contribute in a variety of different ways. One of them is by promoting us. You can go and get a free bumper sticker. You can get downloadable banners, graphics, flyers. All of that is available at promote.freetalklive.com, and it's all free for you. So, again, promote.freetalklive.com.
School Sucks Project is a podcast, call-in show, YouTube channel, and web community promoting real education and deconstructing state indoctrination. They discuss learning alternatives, self-education, critical thinking, peaceful parenting, personal growth, and better communication strategies. You can visit their YouTube channel and watch the controversial video, Why Libertarianism is So Dangerous, which explains the worst-case scenario that follows the overnight disappearance of government.
Great video.
Yep. The ending will shock you. SchoolSucksProject.com.
All right, let's continue with Ben. He's in Illinois, listening on LRN.FM. And Ben, you say that you've got a theory. It's from a website. And Mark, you went to the site. You said it's a mess.
It's an awful looking thing.
1215.org. And a lot of these theories in court I find very questionable. I've attempted some of them myself and have failed miserably. And usually the advocates of those theories will have an excuse. They'll say, oh, well, you didn't file this form or you didn't say this correctly.
You didn't say it properly.
Yeah, and
which kind of is you know, it's small solace when you're sitting in a jail cell.
And so it's always been my contention since that point that, hey, if you've got a theory, come on up to New Hampshire, let's test it out. I promise you, if you're in the Keene area, and it's generally I'm like the dude who goes and records things in Keene, so if I know that you're going to be in court, I'll come out and absolutely do this. And so I'm grateful to hear that your plan is to actually come to New Hampshire and try this out. But I want to hear a little
bit more
about
this. This has now become the new way to be able to put your legal theory on the air on Free Talk Live without any trouble. Just say you're going to come to New Hampshire and try it.
What do you mean no trouble? I don't believe that this is necessarily going to work, so I want to have a little test run here. I want to know more about the theory.
Judge Ian and Prosecutor Daryl.
And I will be, yes, we will play a little role play here. So, Ben, we started out in court. You are in the audience, and the judge, or the clerk, I guess, in this case, calls out Ben Smith, or whatever your last name is.
Smith today.
So what do you say? Or what do you do?
I would say, I am Ben, or I'm commonly known as Ben of the Clan, fill in my last name,
Excuse me, sir. We can't hear you from up here. You're going to need to come up to the bench.
Uh, I, I would just repeat myself louder.
We're recording at the tables, so you're going to have to be nearby.
Apparently,
so
he's the clerk now.
Yeah, so that we can get your voice on the microphones. It's very important. Otherwise,
gotta have a record.
We really can't do these proceedings. And Ben who? Clan what?
I just say oven for the record and repeat what I just said before. I am...
Bailiff, will you bring Mr. Smith up here so I can talk to him?
Your Honor, if he's not going to approach the bench,
the failure to appear.
Yeah, let's just call this a failure to appear.
Yeah, we'll put a warrant out for his arrest, for Mr. Smith's arrest, and next, and then they'll call some other name. I imagine that's going to work out very. Oh, you're going to object, okay?
For the record, I object.
Sir, you are out of order. Sir, you are out of order. Oh, okay, you're going to say up and for the record. They might actually let you speak. I've tried this one, right? Somebody called with this suggestion before to where if you say for the record, that is a way to get them to stop talking to you and actually allow you to speak something into the record. I've seen that one work.
At the very least, if you say that, and if you are in court of record, which I would have set up in advance to make sure that it was a court of record, then that, at the very least, that would go in the record. And if you later, if you did want to sue the judge or the prosecutor, whoever else was stopping you from saying what you want to say, then that would be on the record that you did object. So they can't put out an arrest warrant, but you can fight that with paperwork afterwards. And if you have
so, do you plead guilty or not?
I wonder
guilty.
If they would arrest you on the spot. In that case, like
if they arrest you on the spot, this is why I haven't done this in Illinois, because I don't want to go to jail. And if I end up in jail, it would be a bad thing. But what you are supposed to do is you're supposed to have someone else who's read up on this a little bit anyway, that's going to go file a writ of habeas corpus to see if there is jurisdiction to find out why they're holding you in court or in jail.
They're holding you for contempt.
There's another theorist in the Keen area, by the way. He posted on one of the free Keen posts online at Facebook, and so I friended him and invited him to Social Sundays. Of course, he came out with a bunch of his theories, and we were like, well, you know what? You should try it out, because he hadn't tried it out yet. Hey, why don't you go get a parking ticket and put some of this stuff to the test?
Yeah, $5 parking ticket. It's not that big of a deal.
Right. He hasn't done that yet, though, because he had the excuse that he, you know, works or whatever and has a family and so wouldn't want to go. Doesn't really want to go to court.
That's the way to do it, though. I mean, instead of waiting for them to come after you for taxes or for something big that you could have a family for.
I tend to agree with that.
Yeah, but I want to see. I don't want you to see you dazzle them with BS one time and get out of a parking ticket. I'm afraid that's not going to do it for me. At that point, I have not successfully swallowed the red pill.
It would be something.
Normally, if you just go to trial, they'll come up with something. We'll just put it on file without finding.
Right.
That's what happened to you. Yeah.
And, you know, these things happen. I want to see this consistently work. I need to see it happen five times in the same court.
I'd like to see it happen once. Right. That would be a start.
That would
and
be great.
You, Mark,
be awesome.
If it happened five times, that would be incredible. And then,
well, then I would know it would work, though.
Yeah. So, okay. But let's say it goes a different direction. Maybe they won't failure to appear you right then. Maybe
you plead guilty or not guilty?
Right. That would be the next step.
Okay. So I got something for that, too. So.
Of course you do.
When they try to get you to plead, you don't plead, because if you plead, you're begging for permission from the magistrate to let you do something. Whereas if you are the sovereign of the court, you're just you've never even let them establish jurisdiction over you.
So I've never pled. I do not plea because I don't necessarily agree with your interpretation. But I know what the word plea means, and it means to subvert oneself, to submit essentially. And I don't want to do that, so I never take a I never plea either way. But in that case, they will just simply the judge will say
I will mark you as not guilty.
I'll put that in as a not guilty, and we'll schedule a trial date. Clerk, what is the next date for a trial? Blah 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 date. Oh, you object?
For the record, I object. Yeah.
On what grounds?
On grounds of no jurisdiction. They would not have jurisdiction.
Well, that's fine. We can deal with that at trial. We'll just go ahead and set the date.
I would like to rebut his objection because we obviously know that he's in this court, so you obviously have jurisdiction.
It doesn't matter, prosecutor. We're just going to deal with this at trial. We don't have time for this right now. I'm here for an arraignment. I'm here to get your plea, and that's all. So we'll just schedule the trial date, and then you can come in and you can challenge jurisdiction there. And when you do that, they'll ultimately tell you we have jurisdiction because we say so. And if you try to leave, you know, because if they don't have jurisdiction, you should be able to say, sir, you don't have jurisdiction here. I'm out of here and walk out of the court.
This has been tried a dozen times in New Hampshire.
You don't want to walk out of the court, though. You want
no, because they'll arrest your ass.
Right.
Well, yeah. And the goal is
because they have jurisdiction in their minds.
But, I mean, the goal is to get the judge to abandon the court. And once the judge has, or not the judge, the magistrate, because technically you would be the judge because you have to have a jury of your peers. If you are a people rather than a citizen or a person or one.
This is going to be a learning experience for you, Ben.
I can't wait. Bring your own black muumuu so you can dress up like the sovereign of the court.
Be nice, Mark.
I'm just saying.
Look, this is going to be a learning experience, and you're right. It'll be better if you're in Cheshire County because the spiritual retreat is a very nice place to stay as far as jails go.
I've never been.
It wouldn't be hard if you wanted to go join Rich Paul. He's there right now. So I wish you the best. When are you coming up here, Ben?
Yeah. Oh, I don't know. I'm still trying to get the money together, so I'm just trying to work on that.
There you go. All right, you gotta have your money straight before you move to New Hampshire. It certainly helps to have some savings before you come on up this way. I'm looking forward to it, and hope you follow through with it.
What do you
promise.
Need money for? You just tap into that account they have in the name of the person that is your name.
That's a whole separate.
That's one of those crazy talk.
Hey, Ben, I think it's interesting. We'll see if it pans out for you, and we'll certainly talk more about it when you do it. Look forward to it. Thanks for the call tonight, and I appreciate your willingness to do this on your own.
I think that he had a really good sort of attitude about the whole call, too.
I think so, too. Thanks, Ben. All right, more coming up here. Hour number three, because, I mean, if he's listened for long enough, he knew exactly what he was going to get. Follow us skeptical for good reason. Hour three's next.
Online Bitcoin poker at sealswithclubs.eu. That's right. Play poker online with Bitcoin, the digital cryptocurrency. Anonymous accounts, optional email, and no banking. Only Bitcoin deposits and withdrawals at sealswithclubs.eu. Great player rewards, pre-rolls, and other promotions. For more information, visit us online at sealswithclubs.eu. No seals or harm in the making of this advertisement.
Quantum Leviathan, it's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibes.com from Big Head Press.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.